Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Should I tell the story first, or should I try to get Meemaw Marilyn on the phone?
See, I don't know the story, but I want Marilyn on as long as possible.
Are you going to tell us the real story with her on the phone?
With her on the phone?
Yeah.
Huh. So you want, okay. So
give
you
us a little half and half.
Okay.
So you want to, all right, if you're going to blast her.
No. It's not blasting her. It's just telling you what happened.
Which will be blasting her.
Well, she just has a frugal way about her where I've told you about her sneaking, well, not even sneaking, blatantly bringing to-go boxes to her daughter's get-togethers. She will ask if she is dining in a restaurant, she'll ask the waiter or waitress everything she can possibly get for free. But this took it to a new level. I'm going to give you her number, Nikki, and then you can call her.
No, you got to just cold call her.
Okay.
That's how we did it last time.
All right. Okay. I'll cold call her.
Yeah.
Can I wait until I'm halfway done with the story?
Yeah. You don't have to do it now.
All right. So I kept it a secret for a while, but obviously, you know, my wife and I were going through it and we're not, you know, just not together anymore. Haven't been together for about a year and a half or so.
Oh, I haven't listened for a while. I didn't know.
Okay.
Thank you.
So we haven't been together for about a year and a half. We've been living separately and, you know, we're working through all of it, but not to get back together. I have no animosity towards her. She is still the mother of my son and always will be. So I think we're mostly on amicable terms, finally. And so it was her birthday on Saturday, day before mine, which is yesterday. So, you know, I told her that she could come to the house and see Xander because he lives with me full time. I've got, you know, full custody and whatnot. So she brings her mom with her. And to be a nice guy, I was up at the station recording a new Drew Garabo Uncensored with Seth on Saturday morning, and I was headed back to the house, and I said, you know, you want me to pick up some wings? Because there's that new Patio 6 place I talk about that I would like to support. And they said, oh, that'd be so nice. So I not only pick up 30 wings for everyone, but I pick up a cake that also that says happy birthday with my wife's name on it because I'm trying to be a nice guy.
Ice cream or nah?
Nah. Mm. No, ah. Like a, no, well, no. She would prefer a non-ice cream cake. Like I am a huge chocolate guy, so my girl got me triple chocolate from Cold Stone. But like this was like one of those rum cakes or whatever that like, you know, it's a cake that non-chocolate lovers would like. Mm-hmm.
Just whatever they had on sale at Winn-Dixie.
Or $37 at Cakes Plus.
Oh.
Mm. Wow.
It's right across from the wing place. So
$2 more than an Amberjack.
Exactly. So, you know, to be a nice guy, I go get the cake and I get the wings and stuff and I bring it home. Now, the wings are a little, shall we say, juicier than normal. The to-go boxes. Well, yeah, the to-go box has the sauce on the wings and like
extra wet.
They're extra wet.
Okay,
wings.
All right.
So we're eating them. And my mother-in-law goes, well, Drew, she has a very distinctive voice, which I'll play for you right now so you can see that my impression is actually dead on 100%. Of the way she speaks. It's a very unique way that she has to speak.
I even asked Xander if he wanted the candy, and he said no.
That's after she stole candy from my house. So she goes, Drew, these wings sure are juicy. I said, well, yeah, they sure are, Marilyn. And there's some silence for a little bit. And she goes, you know, you could take that sauce that's left over and pour it on some rice. And so I say to her, well, you know, we don't eat a lot of rice, but thank you for the serving suggestion. A little light bulb went off in my head then. So there's like a minute and a half of silence as we're all getting down the wings. And she goes, I was being serious. And if you're not going to use them, would you mind if I took the wing sauce? And I said, just so we're on the same page here, you're asking me if you can take the leftover wing sauce when we are done so that you may then take it home and pour it over rice.
That's with some tasty sauce.
And she said, yeah, if you wouldn't mind. So I thought for a second of going, well, let's see. The wings were $50, so the sauce alone should have been about $4.75. So give me $5 and you can take it. But then I just said, no, you know what? You can take it with you. I'll be damned if she did not walk out of there with two wing sauce containers with no wings in them, but there was the leftover sauce.
That's not bad. You would have just tossed it out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm not, you know, I don't begrudge her for it, but like, who's ever done that? Would you ever in a million years think to ask someone for their leftover wing sauce so you could serve it over rice?
If I really liked the sauce that much, I probably would have found a way to get the container on the low.
Sure.
Was she trying to get you to make her rice at your house?
I don't think so.
Oh, I thought she was.
Yeah, I thought she was trying to get some rice like right now to go with my wings.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah. No, I think she was just trying to find a way to get out of my house with that wing sauce.
What'd you have with the wings? Did you have a side item?
No, just wings.
Just 30 wings for four of you?
10, 20.
No wonder she's hauling the sauce out of there to have some rice.
She was still hungry.
Well, I didn't even really eat any wings. And there were two wings left over.
That was a hint, man.
Oh.
She wanted some fries or some rice.
No fries. and there was cake.
Did she eat the cake? Some of the cake?
She ate some of the cake.
Did she take the cake home with her?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they took the cake. I mean, it's my...
Yeah. Funny how you'd be totally okay with her taking the cake, but the $37 cake, but the 2-cent wing sauce really is what's bothering you.
Well, it doesn't bother me. I just am so flabbergasted that anyone would ever do that. Like, when she was like, you know, you could pour that over rice. I was like, who would even think, like, I'm going to take this leftover wing sauce and pour it over rice?
She's thrifty. She should have a YouTube channel.
It's a skill to be thrifty, man. A lot of people don't think that far ahead.
Yeah, it should be called What to Do With Your Trash by Marilyn.
So I wonder if she...
had the rice?
Yeah.
I bet she made some awesome rice.
That's what I want to call and find out.
I'm guessing because it was such an incomplete meal that you served, she had the rice as soon as she got home.
Let's find out. Shall we?
Yes, we shall.
Oh, boy.
What's on? What are the daytime shows that are on right now? Is Judy on? Who is it? Judge Joe Brown?
And our judge. What's her name?
Judge Lynn Toler.
Lynn Toler, yeah. Here
we got to get her. Are you going to jam her up about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ain't no shame in my game.
Hello?
Marilyn, hey, it's Drew. How are you doing?
All right, how you doing?
I'm good. We're on the radio, and I was just telling the story about the recipe that you had for the wing sauce over rice, and I wanted to see if you did indeed make some rice and serve that delicious wing sauce over it.
Yes, I did. It was very good.
Did you do it when you got home from Drew's house because Drew served such an incomplete meal with only the wings that you were still hungry?
They're busting my balls because they say I should have gotten more than just wings. I should have gotten wings and fries.
You should have made her some rice.
Wings and pizza, but they said I served you an incomplete meal, Marilyn.
No, we had a little snack a little bit earlier, a couple hours earlier, so we weren't that hungry in the first place, and it was really just right because then when I got hungry a little bit later on, it was just right.
No.
Just cooked up some rice and put the sauce. Well, I had some chicken here, too, in the freezer, cut up little pieces of it. So I just mixed the chicken in with the sauce and put it over rice. It was really good.
There you go. Brown rice, white rice, wild rice.
Wow.
What kind of rice are we talking?
Well, I happen to have white rice, yeah, so that's what I used.
Very good. And where did you see that recipe, like, made somewhere? Was that on TV or something, or was that your own creation?
Just my own creation. If I see or smell something, it seems like it'd be good mixed with something, then I just mix it.
There you go.
And I figured it'd be good over rice. So.
What's been the greatest mixture? What's been the greatest mixture you've ever come up with in your day?
Oh Lord, I don't even keep recipes. Just whatever sounds good or smells good, you know. And I like the ingredients in that. I think it was some kind of caramel cheesecake flavor or something.
Yeah, it was a salted caramel cheesecake flavored wings.
So sweet and salted together, that's always good.
Sure. What flavor sauce was this?
This was the salted caramel cheesecake, and we also got a honey mustard ranch mixture and a Parmesan garlic honey garlic.
I want to taste this.
Now. Well, I will get you some, and then we'll put it over rice. Yes, Seth, a question for Marilyn.
So, Marilyn, you did enjoy the cake that Drew purchased because he let us know that he spared no expense on that $37 cake.
That was a $37 cake, that little cake. It was good.
That was a $37 cake. It sure was.
Wow.
But, you know, I wanted her to have a happy birthday, you know.
It was good.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad.
It was moist, yeah.
Very moist cake. That's good.
What was it? Yeah.
Moist. It was moist.
What was it?
Moist.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear.
Moist. She said moist. Well, thank you, Marilyn. I'm glad you guys had fun. It was good to see you over the weekend, and hope to see you all soon.
Yep, sure will next week.
All right, sounds good. Take it easy.
All right, you too.
All right, bye-bye. All right, you too. Can't make this stuff up, bro.
So we were right. She made the rice that night. She was so hungry.
I mean, I guess you're right. I guess she did make the rice. I didn't realize it was an incomplete meal I served. Man. I thought I was being nice by getting some wings. It was like 4 in the afternoon.
Nikki, there's going to be like 5 clips from that conversation I'm going to need you to pull.
Whatever I see and smell.
That one, that little cake was $37.
How she dissed the cake.
Her saying it was the M word.
Moist.
Yeah. I wanted her to say it again.
Salted caramel wings?
Salted caramel cheesecake wings.
What?
They're from Patio 6 in West Chase, and they're delicious.
Oh, I thought that was Patio the flavor 6. Of the cake.
No, the cake was like a rum cake, whatever.
Wow.
Rum and brandy soaked cake.
That little cake was $37.
She was probably thinking in her mind, wow, look at that little tiny piece of crap cake that he gets his estranged wife. It's a lame duck presidency.
I bet she took some of that icing and threw it on some rice later on in the evening.
Hello, here we go again. This is the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Track of the Day. Don't tell any of your stupid friends. Shh.
Those of you who don't know the story of my mother-in-law, she has the attitude of someone who was raised in the Great Depression, in that she's somewhat of a food hoarder. Is that a nice thing? You never know. But she doesn't cook for family functions, but she will expect her daughters to cook. And then when she comes over, she brings in the to-go boxes that she has washed out from Chili's, the Outback, and Applebee's, and then takes food to go in the to-go containers.
She's the human scavenger.
Pretty much that. She's also very difficult when you go out to eat because she'll find out every possible item that she could get for free on her food, even if it doesn't go with the food.
So there's no shame in her game.
The woman is shameless.
Okay.
Shameless. I call her Big Red because she has red hair, and from what I hear, she has a big red bush. So I am not making this up, okay? This happened. You know the bulk package that we got from Bulk Nation last week with all the gummies that we got?
Yeah, great stuff.
Yeah, so I took home some gummy peach things that were
the
fuzzy navels.
Peach things?
Yeah,
those were great.
I took a big bag of those. I took a big bag of the orange slices. And then I took a big bag of the cookies and cream covered espresso beans. And I was thinking to myself, man, that's a lot of sugar to have in the house. And my son and I try to eat healthy. So last night, my mother-in-law was going to help my wife with some stuff this morning. So they were both spending the night. It's just me and my son who live there now. So they were both spending the night at my place because I'm a generous human being, right? So I cooked them dinner because I was going to go out, take advantage of this rare opportunity that I have to go out because I never get to go out because it's just me and my son all the time.
Crockpot chicken?
No. I crockpot's just during the week for me and my son. So I got some chicken from Publix, some of those breaded chicken cutlets, put them in the oven, made some cream spinach. By that, I mean I microwaved some Jolly Green Giant cream spinach. And I had made some pasta on Friday night that was a miserable failure that I didn't mind serving them as a side dish. So I prepared dinner for all three of them, and then I plan to go out, and I got the little candies out, and I said, hey, you know, if you want some for dessert, you know, I brought these, right? Because
I love how you can patchwork a dinner and dessert together.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I want to be nice. I could have just said, hey, I'm giving you my my sofa to sleep on, and that's all, but I made dinner for them, and then it was on my merry way.
Hey, here's some stale graham crackers from 1992. Enjoy dessert.
So I wake up this morning, and the candies, all three bags, are gone.
The espresso beans?
All three bags are gone. And I turned to my son. I said, what happened to the candies? He said, Meemaw took them. And I said, well, how did she – did she ask you? He said, well, she kind of told me. And I said, what do you mean she told you? And he said that she was like, well – Drew put these out for us, and this is how she talks. Yeah. Drew put these out for us, so I assume that he probably didn't want them back, so I'm just going to go ahead and take them if that's okay. So what's my son supposed to do? Is he supposed to stand up to his grandmother and
yes.
say, that's what I told him. I'm like, you let the line of defense down.
You must protect this house.
Right, like when I'm not here, you're the big man in charge. You can't be giving her all of our stuff. Like, I don't care about the orange slices. I care a little. I don't care about the peach rings. Care a little. those espresso beans covered in cookie dough were magical.
So good.
She's like, well, Drew cooked us some dinner, which is nice of him. I'm not going to do the dishes, of course, because that'd be ridiculous. And I'm probably going to put the to-go stuff in a napkin and take that with me. And if you don't want this candy, I guess I'll go ahead and take that too.
How was the candy, Marilyn?
I found it to be a bit sugary and chewy, but that's not going to stop me from taking it and seeing if I can trade it wampum style with some Native Americans on the way home.
What do you think about Garabo's chicken dinner?
Little dry. I was going to take some gravy, but I didn't see any of that in the fridge.
Let's call Mima.
What?
Let's call her.
We ain't call her.
Let's call her. Get her on the air. We can finally hear that majestic voice, and let's find out what her train of thinking was when she stole the candy.
Let me see if I have her number. I don't know that I have her number. I'm not just fudging here.
I know.
I may not have her number.
You should.
I should. You're right. But let me see here.
Have you ever had her on your show in your whole radio career?
I've spoken to her on the phone twice in my entire life, and it's not been on the radio. I do have her number.
Oh, you got to call.
Just say, hey, I just didn't know where the candy went.
Okay.
This is going to be awesome. Oh, I can't believe you're doing this.
All right, me either. God, this is I am so not comfortable.
She's going to answer, right?
I don't know if she's back home. She was helping.
You going to do your impression of her?
She doesn't know that I do that.
All right, well, you know.
Maybe.
Now's the time.
Oh, man.
Oh, Jesus. Are you hating this?
Yes, already. I hope she's not back home. I mean, I'll let them sleep there.
Yeah, no, just...
Hello.
Hey, Marilyn, it's Drew. How are you? We're on the radio right now.
Oh, okay.
Just wanted to. I was looking around the house and I didn't see that candy anywhere. Did you take all three bags of candy?
Yeah, I thought Angie texted you about it. I thought you wanted us to.
No.
Because somebody gave you an awful lot and you said you wanted to get it out of the house.
Oh, all right. Well, good. All right. Well, I was just making sure before I filed a report with the police that we got broken into and that it got stolen. Just wanted to make sure that you gave it a good home.
You were going to make a report on stolen candy?
Well, you never know. It's a crazy world. I thought someone might have broken in and taken it. Oh, good. Well, I hope you enjoy it in good health then. And yes, Seth, a question for Marilyn.
Yes, Marilyn, did you enjoy the chicken that Drew prepared on Friday? Because I've had some of the stuff Drew's made in the past, and it's always been a bit dry.
It was last night. Thank you.
Oh, sorry,
and
Sunday night.
I don't think it was dry. It was a fair or Saturday night, whatever. It was a fine dinner, wasn't it?
Yes, yes. We always really appreciate Drew fixing dinner for us. That's very much appreciated. It's very much appreciated letting us stay there.
Hell yeah. Well, thank you, Marilyn.
I even asked Xander if he wanted the candy, and he said no. Yeah. So I want to make sure that he didn't want any of it before I took it. But, Angie and I both assumed you wanted us to take it.
All right. Well, good. Yes, I am glad all that sugar is out of my house, and I'm glad you guys gave it a good home.
What was your favorite candy?
Well, actually, the ones with the coffee in it, yeah.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Just make sure don't eat it too late at night, that's all.
Yeah, it'll keep you up, that's for sure. All right, well, thank you, Marilyn. I appreciate you joining us, and I hope you have a great rest of your day, okay?
All right, you too, Drew.
All right, take it easy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.
You just made history very early on in the show.
Wow, man, I don't know how we're going to follow that one up. Big Red.
I just wanted to throw questions her way to keep her talking.
Yeah, she's usually got like more of a hushed tone. She's more animated then.
She sounds just like your impression of her.
Oh, good. All right. So it's all right. Oh, man. That's so embarrassing. How can my son let me down like that? How can you just said, yeah, Mima, take the orange slices, but leave the damn coffee cover, the espresso beans?
We got to replay that later in the show.
Why?
That's history right there, having your mother-in-law on this show.
Oh, Big Red.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.